Yep.
大家早上好。
It's good to be with you again. It's been a while.
已经跟大家分开很久，没有来跟大家讲道。
And this is definitely a different way of preaching than what I'm used to.
这个讲道方式是蛮特别的。
So I hope you'll bear with me this morning if this is a little bit different on my part.
如果这个今天的讲道感觉不太一样，请你们大家原谅。
I am very thankful for the technology that makes this possible.
我很感谢这个科技能够使得这样的讲道成为可能。
Back here in Champaign-Urbana, we've been trying to make use of it as well.
在香槟我住的城市，我们也同样想要采用这种方式。
We actually did a one-day retreat using Zoom a few weeks ago.
我们那时候做了退休会，一天的退休会也是用这个方法。
And I have to confess, that was the first time we'd used Zoom for a large group, and I was a little bit dubious on whether or not it would really be worthwhile.
当时针对非常广大的听众，我心里面是有点疑惑的。
But it went very well, and so we decided that we would keep doing this.
但是进行得非常顺利，所以我们决定继续采用这种方式。
Our college fellowship meetings have been on Zoom.
我们的查经也用这个方法。
Been able to do discipleship classes on Zoom.
在培训也用这个方法。
We've even had prayer meetings on Zoom.
祷告会也是用了这个方法。
So for all of that, if we can't actually be together face to face, this is much better than nothing.
如果我们不可能面对面的见面的话，那这个总比不聚会要好得多。
But we are living in very different times now.
我们现在的时代完全跟以前不一样。
It's interesting to me that a month ago, most people, if they heard the term going viral, it had to do with something that they had posted on social media.
如果今天我们有人一个月之前有人听到我们说爆传，那大家都会把它联系到在网上爆广泛传播的信息。
And if you wanted to become famous, you posted something that was very interesting, and if you got a million followers at once, you are said to have gone viral.
如果你有一百万的跟从者，那你的听众就是被疯传了你的。
I'm not completely sure that a lot of young people even understood that the origin of that phrase had to do with a disease.
我不太清楚是不是每个人都知道这个说法的源头是处于跟病毒有关系。
So when COVID-19 actually did go viral, it came across in a very bad rather than a positive way.
当新冠病毒传播的时候，这个像病毒一样疯传就变成真实的情况。
So the virus is a very bad thing.
病毒是一件不好的事情。
It's caused sickness.
它使人生病。
You can't even be with your loved ones these days if they're sick and in the hospital.
如果你家人有生病，你都不能去医院探访。
I have a friend who had to have a heart operation recently, and his wife could not even join him before and after the operation.
我有个朋友，他有动了心脏手术，他的太太就不能去探访，不管是之前手术之前和之后，他都不能去探访。
So not only does COVID-19 make you sick itself, it prevents you from being able to really have a good ministry with those who are sick.
这个病毒不仅使人生病，而且也使得我们做事工的人不能去探访。
And the sickness that is associated with this virus is nowhere near as bad as the death that it's causing.
但是死亡的问题就更大了。
Thousands and thousands of people around the world have died as a result of this.
是有千百万的人死了。
And again, one of the side effects of this has been the fact that people cannot even go to the funerals of their loved ones.
最糟糕的一点就是 有人去世了，人他们的亲属都不能去参加葬礼。
My wife has a student whose mother died in Europe and was not able to go back for the funeral because there was no crossing of borders and no gatherings of people together.
我太太有个学生，她的家亲属去世了。那他是在欧洲，那他也不能去旅行，去参加那个葬礼。
And some of the perhaps unforeseen consequences of this virus has been in the area of economics.
另外一个受到影响的方面就是我们的经济。
I don't know about you folks, but as I get older, I periodically want to take a look and see what my retirement account looks like.
当你年纪增长的时候，你就会常常会去看看你的退休基金。
Last year it did really well.
去年我看我的退休基金的情况蛮好的。
Last month all the gains from last year were wiped out completely.
去过去一个月里边，所有去年的利润全部都不见了。
And there wasn't that much there to begin with, so it's not been a very good thing for me from an economic perspective.
从我个人的角度来讲，我的退休基金情况实在是不好，本来刚开始就没有太多，现在就没有。
But again, that's nowhere near as bad as the fact that there are thousands of people who are unemployed.
当然还有更多的人因此就失去了工作。
In the United States alone, we have a record unemployment that's approaching what it was during the Great Depression here back in the 1920s and 30s.
美国的失业率已经达到了在大萧条时代2030年代的情况。
And it has touched my family personally as well. One of my daughters is currently unemployed.
这对我家庭也是直接的影响。我的一个女儿就是失去了工作。
And of course, there is also political fallout from this pandemic.
另外，我们的政治方面也有问题。
It seems like politicians here are interested in twisting it and turning it and trying to make it the fault of the other political party.
政治对手方面对手之间互相指责，想把责任推给对方。
And some politicians have seen it as an opportunity to try to shut down churches and prevent people of faith from being able to worship.
有一些政府机构想要把教会关闭，不准人家人们去崇拜。
And of course, the whole relationship between the United States and China has been greatly strained over this, over the blame game.
中美关系也因此比较紧张。
So there's been a lot of bad things happen as a result of this virus.
所以真的有很多不太好的情况发生。
Many people are asking questions like, why did this happen and why is it happening now?
有很多人就会问为什么现在发生这样的事情。
Well, those are questions that are hard if not impossible to answer in some ways.
这些问题有的不太好用回答。
But the most important thing that we as believers can come away withfrom this is the fact that God is still sovereign over all things.
让大家记住一点，在这种状况之下，神仍然是掌权的。
And as we go through this time of testing, it's important for us to really begin to ask God to open our eyes and our ears to what he's doing and what he's saying in the midst of the pandemic.
这个时候我们就要打开我们的耳朵，张开我们的眼睛，看神到底在里面做了什么。
And so as I began to think about how to answer some of these questions that have been raised, I automatically go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
我想到这的时候，就想参考到罗马书八章二十八节。
Paul writes, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him." Who have been called according to his purpose.
基本你要翻下一页。
So, what I want to do this morning as we go through this time of, exposition in the Word is to break this verse down into its component parts and think about how it helps us to answer these large questions dealing with the sovereignty of God.
当我们想到看到这些事情的时候，我们就要想这里边我们怎么看到神的主权在工作。
So the first part of this verse I'd like to look at this morning is the phrase that Paul writes, for the good.
这第一步我们要看就要看是得益处这一部分。
How in the world can you see anything good in what's happening?
在这件不幸的事件当中，我们怎么样看见的这益处的方面？
I think it's important for us to recognize the fact that this verse is not saying that all things are good.
我们大家注意，这边不是说所有的事情都是好的。
I mean, clearly, from what we talked about the virus just a moment ago, this is not a good situation.
从我们刚刚讨论的那些问题来讲，我们就知道这不是一件好事。
It's amazing that such a tiny little bug.Can mess up an entire world.
我们看见一个病毒就可以造成整个世界的慌乱。
And yet, while these things are not good, they can be turned to create good.
虽然这些事情是不好，但是它们可以变成好事。
So that brings us to the second part of this verse, I think that's very important for us to consider.
那我们就看这第二部分这段经文。
It says that God causes all things to work together for good.
神叫爱神的人得益处，叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
When we think about the sovereignty of God, we realize that from a biblical perspective, that nothing ever happens apart from the will of God.
从我们圣经的角度来看，什么事情的发生都是有神的旨意在里面。
Now, a lot of different people, when they think about, you know, the will of God, they sometimes try to find little theological ways to explain how that will differs from place to place.
当我们很多人解释神的旨意的时候，他们有很多不同的说法。
Theologians talk about the direct will of God.
他会讲到神的直接旨意。
They talk about the permissive will of God.
神允许的旨意。
Meaning that there's some things God definitely, he wants it to happen and he makes it happen.
就是神他希望直接他愿意他发生的事情。
And there are other things which God doesn't necessarily want to happen, but allows it to happen.
还有一些是神不想它发生，但是它允许它发生的。
But the key as we think through this is the fact that God still is not caught by surprise by anything that happens.
但我想讲一点，就是神对所有发生的事情，他都不觉得惊讶。
Now it's true that some things which are bad happen directly from God's hand.
确实有些事情的坏事的发生是从神直接出来的。
If we could have Proverbs 16:4 come up on the slides. So,
箴言十六章。
The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster.
耶和华所造的各事其用，就是恶人也为祸患的日子所造。
When you look at the scriptural teaching on the sovereignty of God,There are times when God actually does things which people perceive to be very bad.
神的确也会做一些在人看来不好的事情。
One of the biggest problems that I have sometimes in helping people understand what the Bible teaches about God is that God is not an evil God.
我想跟大家说解释说神不是一个邪恶的神。
And because when you read the Old Testament, there are times when God, you know, for example, calls down fire from heaven upon the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
在圣经当中的确有记载，神使索多玛、俄摩拉遭受从天而降的火。
There are places where God says to the Israelites, when you take the land, you're supposed to go in and you're supposed to wipe out everybody who is alive.
或者神也在圣经上里面记载，神说你进入这些这地的时候，就要把全地摧毁。
We even see in the book of Exodus that God sends Moses to Pharaoh.
在出埃及记当中，神差派摩西到法老面前。
And God tells Moses that I have hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he will not let the people go.
神说，圣经说，神使法老的心刚硬，他不会让以色，不肯让以色列人走。
And when people look at these examples, they say, well, wow, God is really not very good to people.
当我们看到这种经文的时候，我们就会想到神实在是不是对人很善待人。
And yet in every situation, as you study the scripture passages more deeply, you find that there is an underlying goodness and justice and mercy of God that exists that don't come up on the surface.
但是当我们仔细看这些经文的时候，你挖掘，深入的研究这些经文，我们会看到，其实它的实质是神的好处，神的怜悯。
God hardened Pharaoh's heart in order that he might demonstrate his goodness and his power to all the people of Egypt, not just to his own people.
神使法老的心刚硬，它其实是让人看到神的作为。
And before God brought judgment upon the people of the land of Canaan, to which he was giving his chosen people.
当神把对迦南人进行审判的时候，
he waited for over 400 years before he brought that judgment upon them.
他其实已经等了400年才把这个审判降临。
And so as we look at these situations that sometimes happen directly by the hand of God, we realize that there God is still working together his purposes for the good, not for the evil of his people.
我们要明白当神有这些事情发生的时候，他的主要目的是要为人得益处。
Sometimes God causes things to work together indirectly.
有时候神也使事情发生，间接的使事情发生。
God does not always bring judgment by his own hand.
他不是所有的事情他都施行审判。
In Romans chapter 1, we read in verses 24, 26, and 28 that God gave those who were sinning over to do those things which were not proper.
我们看到在罗马书一章里边讲到神任凭他们做那些行污秽的事情。
God's judgment comes not from his own hand directly, but rather as a consequence of the problems that people refuse to turn over to him and allow him to heal.
他没有直接施行，亲手施行审判，而是用事情的不好的结局让他们改正。
God does not always prevent bad things from happening because in doing so, he would leave people more in their sin than they would be otherwise.
神不是把所有的事情坏事都改变。
Sometimes we find in the scriptures that God brings about his will and his judgment by Satan.
神甚至也可以利用撒旦来施行审判。
As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we have Paul talking to the church about a man who refused to repent of a vile sin.
在哥林多前书五章里边记载有人肆意犯罪。
This man's sin was so bad that it was even worse than what the Corinthians would normally tolerate.
在教会里边有一个人，他甚至比当地世俗的哥林多人做的事情更坏。
And so we read Paul saying, I want you to turn this person over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh.
因此保罗就在这哥林多前书里面讲，要把这人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体。
In other words, Paul says, we're going to let Satan have his way with this man because he refuses to repent.
因为这个人他不愿意悔改。 所以就让撒旦来处理他。
But even then, God allows Satan to have an influence in this man's life, not because God doesn't love him, because Paul goes on and says, I turn him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that he might be saved in the day of Christ Jesus.
但这不说明神不爱这个人，他因为在后面半句里面讲到，他这样做是为了他的灵魂在主的耶稣的日子可以得救。
When we read in the Old Testament book of Job, we find that Satan is not allowed to do anything that God does not give him permission to do.
如果我们读约伯记的话，我们就明白神是不会允许撒旦做任何事情，如果不经过他的允许。
So as we think about God causing all things to work together for good, it's always for the purpose of getting people's attention.
神使万事互相效力，也是为了人能够引起警惕。
It's always for the purpose of bringing people to repentance that they might live and not die.
它是为了人能够悔改，不至于灭亡。
In Ezekiel 18:32, we read this, For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Sovereign Lord. Therefore, repent and live.
在以西结中，主耶和华说，我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。
God's purpose in judgment is always restoration, if possible.
神的目的总是想要复原、恢复。
In Psalm 119, we read these three verses all together in this one section.
诗篇有一部分。
Go ahead. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word.
我未受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
It was good for me to be afflicted, so I might learn your decrees.
我受苦是与我有益。为要使我学习你的律例。
I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me.
耶和华，我知道你的判语是公义的，你使我受苦是以诚实待我。
So, why does God want to get our attention?
为什么神要让我们引起注意呢？
Because he wants us to repent of our sin.
他的目的是要我们能够为我们的罪悔改。
All of us need to examine ourselves.
我们每个人都要自己省察自己。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, we read this. Examine yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize Jesus Christ is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test?
哥林多后书13:5，你们总要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
Why does God want us to examine ourselves?
为什么神要我们自己省察自己呢？
Because he wants to make sure that our relationship is not broken with him because of sin.
神要我们知道我们的跟他的关系不是因为罪而破坏。
In 1 John 1:9, the Apostle John writes this,If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书1:9，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So God wants us to repent. He wants us to confess. He wants to bring us back into relationship with him as he created us to be.
他希望我们为我们罪悔改，能够恢复和他的关系。
God also wants to get people's attention because sometimes we are caught in a type of inertia that just leaves us stuck where we're at.
神也要我们改变我们的惰性。
We need, as God's people, to move beyond what I call business as usual.
神要我们就好像活在习惯的生活当中。
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, and then in 6, verse 1, we read this. In fact, by this time, you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death or faith in God.
希伯来书五章十二节和六章一节怎么说？看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅的，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，极力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑信靠神。
See, the people to whom the writer of Hebrews was sending this letter had gotten stuck.
神在希伯来书讲到这些人他们就没有进步。
They were still spiritual infants.
他们很久了还是属灵方面的婴儿。
They needed to move beyond the very elementary things that they had learned to become mature and to begin to themselves be teachers, not someone just in need of a teacher.
他们应该成熟在属灵方面成熟而不再是成为婴儿要人家来教他们。
And that's not only true for us as individuals, but it's true for us as a congregation as well.
这不仅对我们个人来说是要如此就对我们整个团体也是这样。
Sometimes churches get into this kind of routine where we come to church on Sunday and we do our spiritual service of worship, and then the rest of the week we don't really do much of anything.
我们教会也会成为懒惰，就是星期天来教会一天啊，其他时间就又回到我们过去的生活。
And sometimes God has to shake His people up in order to get them to move out of this rut they're stuck in, and to move on to accomplish all that He's called us to do and to be.
神有的时候就会用各种方法来唤醒我们，让我们不要再进入这种惰性的状态，不前进的状态。
God also calls us to holiness, and sometimes it takes a little shock in order to move us into the holiness that He wants us to live.
神也要我们追求圣洁，有的时候会采用一些比较激烈的方法。
People say, Hebrews says, make every effort to live in peace with everybody and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
希伯来书十二章十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。
And when God's people are not living holy lives, He will sometimes allow bad things to happen to cause them to think back on what their relationship with Him is supposed to be like and to grow in that.
当人生活不够圣洁的时候，神会用一些方法让我们回转，能够过一个圣洁的生活。
He calls us to learn lessons through difficult times.
在困难当中，他让我们学习功课。
Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened for you.
马太福音七章七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
God has so much He wants us to discover about Him and about ourselves. And again, sometimes when we're stuck in that rut, we're not going to be learning the things that we need to learn. And He calls us to that.
神希望我们更多的认识他，有更多的认识自己，而不是停滞不前。
And finally, with regard to getting people's attention, God uses these kind of situations to refine us that we might serve Him more faithfully.
神也会用这种环境来熬炼我们。
The next scripture, Zechariah, says, this third I will put into the fire, and I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, these are my people, and they will say, these are, the Lord is our God.
撒迦利亚书十三章九节， 我要使这三分之一金火熬炼他们如熬炼金子、哦、试炼他们如试炼金子，他们必求告我的名，我必应允他们。我要说这是我的子民，他们也要说耶和华是我们的神。
Zechariah is basically saying that he allowed his people to go through the fire in order that they might be purified and that they would learn to call upon him and to recognize that he is indeed our Lord.
撒加利亚说就是神允许我们经过火一样的试炼，目的是要让他们经过试炼成熟，他们会回转，认识到神耶和华是我们的神。
Which brings us then to the third clause in this passage in Romans 28.
这也是我们罗马书八章二十八节第三部分要讲的。
It says God causes all things to work together for good for those who love him.
就是第三部分就是讲到神使爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
These things which happen together for good, not for all people, but for those who love him.
这些事情是为了使人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
So when bad things happen, when people don't love God, those bad things remain really bad things.
如果所以当坏事发生的时候，如果人不悔改，那些这些坏事仍然还是坏事。
And that sounds harsh, I know.
听起来这实在是让人比较难以接受。
But you have to keep in mind the fact that God wants all people to come to know and to love him.
但神的旨意是他要万人都了解认识他。
In 1 Timothy 2:4, Paul writes this to his son Timothy. He wants all.
在提摩太前书。
Go ahead. God wants all to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
前书二章四节，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
And he also states it again. God states this again in the next passage that we're going to look at. In which he says he desires all to be, not wanting any to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance.
在彼得后书，他又讲到，神不愿有一人成人，乃愿人人都悔改。
The thing that we need to understand is that ultimately judgment is coming.
但我们要明白一点，审判最终是会来临的。
Judgment is coming not just for a few, but for all humans. Everyone will stand before God's judgment throne.
审判不是对某些人，是对所有人，每一个人将来都会在那审判座前。
And now God is offering salvation to everyone.
但是神把救恩提供给每一个人。
But there's a time coming when that offer of salvation will be withdrawn and judgment will take place.
但是这救恩的机会是会收回的，那时我们人就要面临审判。
And so God allows bad things to happen, sometimes causes bad things to happen, in order that people might recognize that one day they will be judged and they need to repent and to come to Him.
神允许坏事发生，神有的时候也会使坏事发生，但他主要的目的是要人悔改。
There is nothing in life that is more important than to know and to love God.
在我们整个生命当中最重要的一件事情是要认识神和爱神。
In John 17:3, we find out that the very nature of eternal life is bound up in knowing God.
约翰福音17:3讲认识你独一的真神。
Jesus says, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And so God works through these bad situations to bring people to know and to love him, that they might be given a blessing of eternal life.
神通过这些事情让我们认识他，爱他。从此得到祝福。
We've been quarantined because of the virus.
我们大家都被隔离。
It's been said that we are sheltering in place.
那我们这种说法叫做居家躲避。
But the true sheltering in place takes place in God himself.
但是真正的隐蔽是在神的翅膀之下。
Psalm 91 says this.
诗篇91篇。
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
And God desires this for all people.
神的意愿是每一个人都能如此。
Well, the last phrase of Romans 8:28 finishes by saying, for those who are called according to his purpose.
那罗马书八章二十八节最后一部分说是按他旨意被召的人。
It's during times when bad things happen that it should cause us to ask ourselves, what really is God's purpose, not just in this, but for my life altogether.
在我们遇到这样的试炼的时候，那就要我们想到重点是什么。
Well, we can find out fairly easily what God's purpose is just by reading the Bible.
我们可以从读圣经当中知道神的目的是什么。
But just briefly, a few scriptures that clearly state what our purpose is.
那是有一些经文会很明确地指出神的目的是什么。
Matthew 12:37-38 says,Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
马太福音22章37-38，耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中第一，且是最大的。
But not only does God call us to love him with all our heart,First Thessalonians 5:16-18 says we're to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in all things give thanks.
不仅如此，就像在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章讲的，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Matthew 28:18-20 says that we are to, I'll read the whole passage. All authority has been given to me in heaven on earth.Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
马太福音28:18-20，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Micah 6:8, the Lord tells the people of Israel, He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to act justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God.
弥迦书6:8。耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
And finally, Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
在以弗所书2:10。也讲到我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
These are God's purposes for us who love him.
这是神的旨意，为了要我们爱他。
And sometimes we don't think about these things, and sometimes it takes difficult situations to get our attention so that we begin to live the life God wants us to live.
我们常常不会想到这一点，只有在困难的环境当中，它才会让我们引起注意。
A man named Ron Hutchcraft sent out a newsletter recently.
有一位名叫 Ron Hutchcraft 的牧者。
He said that his high school nephew had an incredibly good observation in the midst of all this.
他说他的 表表之表外他的外甥说。
He said, in school we get the lesson, and then we take the test.
他说在学校里边我们先上课然后呢我们再考试。
With life we get the test, and then we learn the lesson.
但是在我们的生活当中是先得到是考试然后我们才会从这当中学功课。
In times of difficulty are in reality very big tests for us.
在困难当中这就是我们最大的试炼。
We looked at what all the bad things of the virus were. What are some good things that, as a result of this COVID pandemic?
我们看了这个病毒带给我们的坏处也 带给我们的好处。
Socially, people are beginning in general to realize just how important relationships, face-to-face relationships really are.
在社交方面我们意识到我们的关系人际的关系多么重要。
My wife can't wait to see her grandkids and give them a big hug again.
我太太说她实在是很想念她的孙儿们很想抱抱他们。
We long to be able to have dinner with our small group from church.
我们也很想和我们的教会的小组能够一起共进晚餐。
But God also wants us to recognize that people can't depend on their 401ks and IRAs for security.
同时人们 也意识到我们不能依靠自己的存款来得到平安。
When it comes to economics, even our jobs are not going to be sufficient to provide for us if God is not involved in that.
在我们的经济工范围内我们意识到我们不能依靠我们自己的工作来得到所有一切。
We're learning that with science, as important as it is, it can't immediately solve all of our problems.
从科学角度来讲我们也意识到虽然它很科学很重要但是它不能够马上解决我们的所有问题。
And perhaps for us as believers spiritually, we're beginning to really appreciate how special and important worship gathered together really is.
从我们属灵的人来讲我们意识到我们在一起崇拜是多么的重要和有特别价值。
I mean, we long to be back together again.
我们很想和大家重新在一起。
But we can't go back to just business as usual.
但是我们不能再回到过去那种状况当中。
We need to learn from these types of innovations that we're coming up with, like Zoom, to be more effective at reaching unbelievers and also discipling believers as well.
我们要想一想怎么样如何使用现在像这个网上聚会这个 Zoom 这个技术可以用到福音的拓展和训练门徒。
I'll close with this illustration.
我会用一个例子来跟大家说我今天的结论。
Greg Laurie is the pastor of the 15,000 member Harvest Christian Fellowship in Southern California.
有一位牧者名叫Greg Laurie, 他是有他的会众是大概有15,000人是在加州的一个教会。
The first week that they were not able to meet together, they moved to an online presence.
在第一周里边他们不能聚会的时候他们就用网上的方法。
And they expected a drop off in attendance of people actually coming to the church, virtually anyway.
他们一开始预料大概称义的人会减少。
But the first Sunday, rather than 15,000, they had 250,000 people come to their Zoom service.
但是他那第一天的主日就有超过25万的人。
And by the fourth week, it was up to over 1 million people.
到了第四周就有超过100万的人加入他们网上的聚会。
And as of the time he wrote the article that I read in April 14th, they had over 31,000 people make professions of faith to follow Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
在4月14号他写这封信的时候, 他说那时候已经有31,000多的人来愿意接受耶稣基督。
And he said they discovered that there are people who don't always want to have the show of showing up at church.
他意识到很多人不太愿意再来到教会，自觉来到教会。
But the virtual presence made it possible for them to come, maybe even for the first time in their lives.
但是这个网上的这种形式使得他们愿意来到参与教会的活动。
I'm not in any way saying that we need to not meet together.
我不是想说我们以后就不要再当面聚会了。
But we do need to really think through how we can use the technologies and things that God has given us to further the Great Commission.
但是我们可以想想看，如何用这种科技方式使得我们的福音工作更加拓展。
I'm not saying that the COVID-19 pandemic is good by any means.
我不想说这个新冠病毒是好的事情。
But we can take hope in the fact that God is sovereign.
但是我们可以很清楚地认识到神是在所有事件当中仍然掌权。
He's not surprised by what's happening, and we can be encouraged that God wants to renew the church and awaken our country.
我们可以知道神从不会为这件发生的事情而感到惊讶，他就要利用这个机会使得我们教会能够更新。
He wants us to recognize the lies that Satan has caused people to believe and bring them to the truth that Jesus Christ alone provides true security, true health, and true life.
他要让我们意识到撒旦的谎言，他认识到耶稣基督是可以给我们最终的平安。
Now's the time for us to start asking God how this virus can help us as his people to go viral.
那我们就要想一想，神怎么样利用我们，利用这个机会，让我们也能够传播，大力的传播神的福音。
Amen.
Amen.